The simple fact is, they happen to folks just like you. And let's be candid. If lightning does strike, if an active shooter enters your workplace, it will be unlike any situation.
A short film plays on the projector in a dark room on the USU campus. Employees from the university's Human Resources office sit quietly in their chairs, eyes focused on the projection screen. What they learn from this video and the following presentation could one day save their lives.
I started up here over 4.5 years ago when we were doing the seminar back then. With the recent incidents throughout the country, there's been a need or a want for this presentation, so we're getting a lot more requests this year.
That was Sergeant Travis Dunn of the USU Police Department. Dunn leads these workplace violence and active shooter training presentations for the department in hope that the training will keep employees safe until help arrives.
We pride ourselves as USU Police Department to be a quick response, try to be there within 3 minutes. The movie stated that police officers' response time is going to be up to 5 to 10 minutes. So just being here on Utah State, we're going to have a quicker response time than most other agencies. But during those 3 minutes, that could seem like an eternity if somebody's trying to shoot you. So what we're trying to do is to teach, to train, to have the mindset so people can take care of themselves, to get themselves out of the arm, out of the line of danger.
The presentation starts with Dunn showing a video of a real-life workplace violence scenario.
I have a motion. Everybody in this room.
The video shows a confrontation at a Florida school board meeting from 2010. A man wielding a firearm held members of the board at gunpoint and voiced his displeasure over his wife's recent firing from an elementary school. The man, Clay Duke, then opened fire on the school board members.
Because you said you're going to die with that.
But why? This isn't worth it. This is a problem. Please don't. Please don't. Please.
I'm going to kill you. What you want to say?
Duke missed, hitting a stack of papers on the desk in front of the superintendent. No one was injured, but Duke was wounded by return fire from a security guard. Duke would take his own life with a gunshot to the head shortly after. After this video is shown, Dunn puts on the short film, entitled Shots Fired, Guidance for Surviving an Active Shooter Situation, from the Center for Personal Protection and Safety. The video presents a scenario where a gunman has entered a workplace and how employees should react in such a situation.
Shots fired. A sound you hope to never hear. But if lightning does strike, you'll always have a weapon, a survival mindset. You can survive.
After the video, Dunn takes time to talk to the group. He wants them to remember 3 things from the film. Get out, hide out, and take out.
If you had an active gunman come in here, what do I want you to do? First
get
thing,
out.
Get out. If you can get out, get out. What if we can't get out? Sometimes hiding out. So that's our 2 thing. We want to hide out. If he can't see us, he can't shoot us, right? So we're going to try to hide. But we don't want to trap ourselves either. He's going to come into the room now. What are we going to do? How are we going to take him out?
Commit to.
We're going to commit ourselves. He's there for one reason only, right? That's to kill us, to kill your friend. Can we let him do that? No. We gotta fight with all our might.
In addition to the 3 outs, Dunn offers other personal protection strategies.
Problem at Virginia Tech, the most deadly shooting in America. What was the problem?
They're all in the classroom together. They're all clumped together.
They huddled together.
Yeah.
They huddled right together. And he stood at the doorway. He didn't even have to go into the room. And he just fired into the massive huddle. And then he went to the next classroom, and guess what they were doing? Same thing. And he just fired into that huddle. He went to the next classroom and nobody was there. They left. So he came back to the second classroom, and the people that were on the back end that didn't get hit were starting to move again. So guess what he did? He shot them again. Mm-hmm. So spread out. Have a plan. This is a bad situation. You got to do what you have to do. A lot of the girls here say, well, guy's going to come in, I'm just going to kick him where it hurts. Okay?
He'll drop like a rock.
Okay, I can tell you this right now, girls. Guys from the age this tall have learned to protect themselves, that area.
To learn more about workplace violence active shooter situations, offices and organizations at the university can sign up for the presentation by calling the USU Police Department at 435-797-1939. For Utah Public Radio, I'm Eric Jungblut.